To Live with Passion and the Teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host of Live with Passion. I believe that God's about to speak to you and to call you to something deeper. I want to share with you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Wisdom cries out in the street. In the markets, she raises her voice. At the top of the walls, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you. Wisdom cries out on the street corners. Wisdom calls out. The name of this series is called You Are Called by Name. And through this episode, I am praying that you will sense the living Holy Spirit of God, wisdom, calling out to you to learn her ways. That's what Moses said when he was in the desert. He had this revelation from God, and he comes to the mountain and he prayed, God, teach me your ways. Well, God has ways, ways of wisdom. Other episodes I've talked about the ways of self-control, the ways of self-discipline, the ways of courage. And God is calling us as followers of Christ to ways of virtue. One night, Solomon, way back in the Old Testament, had a dream. And in the dream, God appeared to him and called out to him and said, Solomon, ask me for something and I'll give it to you. If God were to appear to you in a dream and ask you that same question, ask anything you want and I'll give it to you, what would you ask for? Would you ask for health, beauty, fame, win the lottery? There's all kinds of things that Solomon could have asked for. And he must have had some wisdom because he asked for an understanding heart. Oh, that's so good. Out of all the things that he could have had, he asked for wisdom. That's a great definition for wisdom, an understanding heart. You learn from your experiences. It's applied knowledge. And so he asked for that, and it said that God gave him an understanding heart to govern the people, to rule the people that God had put him in charge of, and gave him fame and wealth and fortune and blessings. That's exactly what comes with wisdom. If you read the book of Proverbs, wisdom will bring you favor and a garland and riches and treasures. If you live with common sense, if you live and learn, if you apply your knowledge, if you have an understanding heart, you will come to prosperity and blessing. And it may not so much be material prosperity. I'm not saying that. It can be, and I believe it will be. But even if it's not material prosperity, I love what it says in, I believe it's 3 John, that, beloved, I pray that your soul will prosper. Our soul can prosper. We can be prosperous in our relationship with God. So I'm not proclaiming the prosperity gospel. Yes, I am. The prosperity gospel of a rich life with God. And perhaps material blessings. But that wisdom that Solomon asked for, I'm praying that you will ask for. That's what it says in the letter of James. I don't know if you've ever seen this. It says, if any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God and believe, and it will be given to you. That's something that few people pray for, wisdom. In Catholic tradition, we have a book of wisdom. It was not included in the Protestant Bibles, but it was included in the Catholic Bibles. It has been canonized. The Book of Wisdom is something that influenced my life, and it talks about the spirit of wisdom, and it talks about being practical, talks about learning, living, having your experience, knowing knowledge, and it talks about living life well. I remember as a young man, when I came to the scriptures, I was struck by the Book of Wisdom because I was hungry. I was hungry for knowledge. I was hungry for understanding. I was hungry for wisdom. And when I saw that there's a Book of Wisdom, I said, I'm going to go there and I want to learn. In fact, I learned in the Book of Wisdom, it said that the beginning of wisdom is the most sincere desire to learn. I hope you got that. Wisdom comes through education, through learning, through understanding, and you develop it. It grows. It says in the book of Luke, in the beginning of the book of Luke, that Jesus grew in wisdom, in age and grace before God and people. So wisdom is something that Jesus grew in, and it's something that we can grow in too. So it says, if you're lacking in wisdom, ask God for it, but ask in faith, believing. And that's exactly what I did as a young man. I knew I was lacking wisdom. The way I was living my life wasn't working. I wasn't happy. I didn't know any kind of a prosperous future. I didn't have goals or meaning. So I came to God just as I was, and I asked for wisdom. And what God did finally after some time was I was anointed with the Holy Spirit. I was praying for more of understanding and knowledge and insight, and God's wisdom, God's answer to that was the Holy Spirit. And that's why the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit of wisdom, if you read the Book of Wisdom. And wow, did that revolutionize my life. I'm inviting you, as it says in James, if you're lacking wisdom, to pray for wisdom, to pray in faith. It may take some time, and watch what happens. I believe that as God touched me, He'll touch you with wisdom, because the beginning of wisdom is the most sincere desire to learn. Wow, did that change my life. So what is wisdom? Common sense, the secular definition, understanding, good judgment, sharpness of decisions, intel that comes from experience and learning, live and learn. Remember the story of Solomon after he had prayed for wisdom? These two women come before him, both claiming that they were the mother of a baby. And so Solomon, because he had wisdom, holds the baby up and he's about to split it in two and give half of the baby to each of the women. And the first woman said, okay, you know, I'll take half the baby. But the other woman said, no, give the baby to her. Don't kill the baby. And Solomon right away gave the baby to the one that said that, because wisdom dictates that no mother would ever allow her baby to be killed. So Solomon knew human nature. That's wisdom. It's understanding. It's knowledge. Jesus, when an adulteress was put before him and they all wanted to stone the woman, Jesus had wisdom. He had insight into human nature. And what did he say? One of the most beautiful lines in the scriptures, the one without sin, let him cast the first stone. Because Jesus knew human nature. That's wisdom. So wisdom is understanding. It's insight. And I wanted to share that Jesus grew in wisdom. He would preach, and people would say, like when he came to his own hometown of Nazareth, he would preach, and people would go, where did he get this? Listen to his wisdom. Where did he get all this wisdom, this insight, this knowledge, this understanding? Where did this come from? He's just a carpenter's son. And I want to submit to you that he came because he was the carpenter's son. And I know that because I'm a carpenter's son. And when I worked with my dad, I learned so much, practical things. I learned from my dad that foundations are important, that you don't build a building unless you have a good foundation. I learned that hard work pays off. I learned that excellence matters, and not to be afraid of work, and that working with your hands is very practical and has a lot of wisdom. And carpentry is very practical. It demands precision and skill and precise cuts of wood. It demands that you use your imagination, your insight, and your foresight, that you see the future results. Being a carpenter demands patience. The building isn't built in a day. It takes time. You work with your hands. You learn from the past. So Jesus learned from being a carpenter. He learned wisdom. He learned from his parents, from Mary and Joseph, who were great examples to him. We can learn from other people. And then Jesus was what I call a sensate, your senses. He was in touch with life. He preached about birds. He preached about fish. He preached about farms. He preached about businesses. He preached about real life. It wasn't pie in the sky. It was down-to-earth preaching. And that's what I try to do with my books. It's what I try to do with my preaching. Not this pie in the sky type stuff, but things that people can really understand. What was Jesus doing? He had the wisdom, and he was probably, not probably, he was the most intelligent person that ever lived, and he could have spoken way above our heads. Some of his parables, he does that. But he spoke to us in our own terms, in practical ways, in ways that people could understand. It wasn't above our heads. He talked about seeds to farmers. He talked about fish to fishermen. He talked about coins and money to business people. He talked about the birds of the air to all of us because it taught wisdom, and we're all familiar with these type things. So you learn about wisdom, and that's more of a secular sense of what it is. It's understanding. And I've tried to learn from my experience. I've tried to learn from my dad and from life, from my mistakes in the past. And we've all heard about wisdom sayings. These are some of the sayings that we've grown up with. For example, and they're true. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's wisdom. And then a penny saved is a penny earned. The early bird gets the worm. This too shall pass. That's one of my faves. You can't take it with you. The title of this episode, Live and Learn. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man and woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. These are just a few sayings of wisdom. But I really like this definition that I've heard. Do today what you'll be happy with tomorrow. That's wisdom. Do today what you'll be happy with tomorrow. You know why people max out their credit cards? Because they see a sale, or they gamble, or they do something that gives them pleasure in the moment. But then the bill, the credit card bill, always comes a couple weeks later. So you got to live, and this is wisdom, you got to live in such a way that you'll be happy with tomorrow the way you live today. Because tomorrow always comes. And this comes right from the scriptures, that you don't just eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow you die. You don't just live any way that you want to live because you're going to have to pay for it tomorrow. No, you live today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. In fact, if you sow good seeds today, eventually you will bear a harvest tomorrow. And I'm believing that if you practice self-control, as I've talked about in other episodes, self-discipline, if you live with courage, if you listen to the call of God, those seeds that you sow will eventually grow up and blossom, and you will be extremely happy with tomorrow the way that you live today. So that's important. And then I'm talking about wisdom. You can't just eat and drink anything that you want to and expect to be healthy. You have to eat nutritious foods. You have to be careful the way you eat and drink. And you have to exercise. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Don't wait until you're sick and overweight, and then it's too late. Although if you are overweight, it's never too late. You can always work on yourself. My point is, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And then the pandemic is here. Nobody likes wearing masks, but it prevents the spread of the virus. So wearing a mask is wisdom. One time I was out golfing, not one time, a lot of times I was out golfing, and I lived in California at the time, and I have a lot of hair, and I don't wear a hat. It's no problem, I thought. Well, it was a problem. The sun, and it was constantly sunny in the Sacramento area, ended up causing not skin cancer, but it was some type of a basal cell that they had to go in and operate on to get it out. Now, I wear a hat, live and learn. You live and learn. You learn from your experience. For me, it's wisdom to wear a hat. And then I'm thinking about the hurricane that just came as I'm filming this. It's called Hurricane Laura, hit the Gulf Coast, and it hit it hard. It was a Cat 4 storm when it hit the coast, 150-mile-an-hour winds, centered in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and people's homes were devastated. It's going to take months for them to get back to normal. But many people who had been in hurricanes Ike and Rita and other hurricanes in the past knew the destructive power of the hurricanes, and they got out of town. They went to safe ground because they knew the destruction that it can bring. That's wisdom. You do today what you'll be happy with tomorrow. So that's a common understanding of what wisdom is, and I'm praying that you will do today what you'll be happy with tomorrow. Wisdom is something we learn. We learn it from our experiences. It's applied knowledge. Live and learn. It's common sense. Put your hand on a hot stove, you're going to get burnt. Don't do it again. Common sense. Now, God doesn't condemn us for our mistakes, but He demands that we learn from them. Learn from your mistakes. That's like wisdom out in the street. Learn from me, foolish people, you simpletons. That's what he was saying. That's what she was saying in the Book of Wisdom. I call out to you. The name of this series is You Are Called by Name. Wisdom is calling anybody that can hear her voice. And I heard her voice, and oh, my life changed. And I am living today what I'll be happy with tomorrow. And I am being fruitful. I'm achieving my potential. I've developed a personal relationship with God. The Holy Spirit of wisdom fills me, and it's wonderful. So I want the same for you. That's what this program is all about. So there's the secular sense of wisdom that I've enumerated and talked about here in many different ways, but I want to also share with you the mystical sense of wisdom, the wisdom that comes from God. When I was a young man, I was confirmed in the eighth grade, and they gave me a little plaque, and the plaque showed this luminescent dove with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts, and one of the gifts is wisdom, piety, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fear of the Lord. And that gift of wisdom came down from that dove. And so there is a gift of wisdom that you can receive. It's a revelation, it's a gift, it's a mystical grace that is like the secular sense, but even more. And I wanted to share what that is. That gift of wisdom that came upon me has many different manifestations. And it says in the scriptures, and this is where I want to start with that, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I already shared with you from the Book of Wisdom, it says that the desire to learn is the beginning of wisdom. But also, and we've all read this from the scriptures, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When I was filled with the Holy Spirit as a young man, I was given a manifestation of the presence of God. And when I was given that manifestation, I was given the gift of the fear of the Lord. Many people think the fear of the Lord is you go to the Grand Canyon and you see the awesome Grand Canyon, or you look up at the grandeur of the stars or the wide open ocean and how beautiful that is. And it's awe for God who created everything. And they're right. The fear of the Lord is awe. It's wonder. It's the sense of how great God is. But when I was anointed with the Holy Spirit, it has an even deeper meaning. The Holy Spirit taught me this wisdom that the fear of the Lord is the fear of being judged by God eternally. That's what Paul the Apostle said. He said, "We persuade men and women knowing the fear of the Lord." The reason why Paul was preaching, Paul the Apostle, and he was preaching with force and vigor, is because he was trying to help people to be ready for the coming judgment. And that's a wisdom that the Holy Spirit will bring to you, this fear of being eternally condemned. It's extremely important and I produced an episode on the judgment of God. It's extremely important that you live today what you'll be happy with tomorrow, and especially happy with not being judged. That's the fear of the Lord, and that's the beginning of wisdom. So what's the scripture saying? It's saying live in a way today that you're going to be happy with tomorrow so that you will not be judged and condemned at the judgment. That's the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord. It's all over the place in the Bible, and I hope you can understand it. The scriptures also talk about a wisdom not of this age. This is 1 Corinthians. Not of conjecture, philosophy, reasoning, but a secret, hidden wisdom, the wisdom of God. And Paul talked about it this way. We've all heard this verse. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, nor has the heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, God has revealed to us through the Spirit. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what we can't even conceive, God reveals to us. This is what God's wisdom is. This also happened to me. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Spirit teaches you this wisdom of God. First of all, the fear of the Lord. Second of all, the delight of the Lord. What no eye has seen and no ear has heard, we're talking about the pleasures of paradise, the hope, the living hope that we have to come. One night the Spirit gave me a dream, and in this dream I was standing by my window, 3 o'clock in the morning. It should have been pitch dark, and light was pouring in my window at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I stood there and got a quick glimpse of what is to come, and I will never forget that. What no eye has seen, nowhere, I couldn't have conceived it had it not been revealed to me. Remember, as a teenager, I'm praying for wisdom. Years later, this is God's answer to me, teaching me the fear of the Lord, teaching me what is to come, paradise. And then there's another wisdom that Paul wrote about. He said, we preach Christ and him crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Our culture and society looks at the cross, they put it around their neck and on their earrings, they think it's a decoration. Or our culture thinks that in order to get to heaven, you got to be a good person, and that's what's going to save you. That's not the wisdom of the cross. The wisdom of the cross dictates that Jesus died on the cross to save us. That's God's wisdom. Our culture's wisdom says, if you're a good person, you'll go to heaven. Dr. Peter Kreeft is a philosophy professor at Boston College, and he has an interesting way of introducing his freshman class to philosophy. When they come in on the first day, he asks them a very poignant question. He said, if you were to die today and you were to go face to face with God, God were to say, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? He gets some interesting responses. People raise their hand and say, well, God would let me into heaven because I'm a good person, or God would let me into heaven because I'm a nice person. I don't hurt anybody. God would let me into heaven because I love people. And Dr. Kreef said that he's shocked at that response from college-level Catholic students, that they don't know the answer to the most important question that our religion offers: how do you get to heaven? None of them, or very few of them, ever talk about Mass, which is the celebration of the cross, or Jesus dying for them on the cross and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the wisdom of the cross. That's the mystical wisdom that God gives us through the scriptures. It doesn't make sense to the world. It's absurdity, the scripture says, to the world. Jews look for miracles. Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ and him crucified. You see that I'm wearing on my chest a sign, and it means the passion of Jesus Christ. I'm a passionist religious. And our keynote is to proclaim the cross to all, the salvation of Jesus crucified. So that's what wisdom is, God's wisdom. It's a wisdom, the fear of the Lord, the fear of judgment. It's a wisdom proclaiming the living hope that we have in heaven. And it's a wisdom proclaiming that salvation comes not because we're good, but because Jesus died on the cross and we trust in him. And I want you to have that wisdom. I want you to ask that wisdom into your heart. Wisdom is calling to you, crying out, "Come to me." I cry out on the street corners. I'm available to all. And that wisdom will bring you a way of living that will cause you to be fruitful, cause you to be ready for the judgment, cause you to be full of hope, and cause you to be saved through the cross. And I pray that you will do today what you'll be happy with tomorrow. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.